evening, good morning, wherever you happen to be. Please join me in saying the Anabakoth. Anabakoth Gedula Chemincha Tatir Serura. Baruch Bet Gimel Yutat Sadi. The sequence connects us to unconditional love and the 72 name of God, Vav Shin Resh. Kavel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevava shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. And the dalet that created the planet Mars, Ma'adim, and the hay that created the constellation Taleh, the Lamb, the Aries. Barchem tacharem rakamei sidkadcha tamid damleim betetresh saditav gimel. Chasin kadosh birov tuvcha Na'el adatach et kufbet tet nonayim. Yachid ge'eh ramcha penei zokrei kedushata. Yud gimel lamed pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel Ushmatia katenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufal Tzadiyutaf. The sequence teaches us that the path to completion, the path to perfection, is through the injection of unconditional love in every step in the process. And the eighth verse, we say in a whisper. Reading from the Zohar, from the Parsha of Achremot. Section 12, titled The Tongue of the Learned. Starting with verse 86, Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunanei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunanehu. Patach Rabbi Hizkiah Ve'amar Hashem Elohim natan li lishon l'nedim v'da'at l'ba'ut et ya'ef davar v'gomer zakayin inun Yisrael v'kucha b'richu itra'e b'hu mikol she'ar amin ukra'an Kodesh Diktiv Kodesh Yisrael Hashem V'yachiv lehu hulak Le'itachada bishma Kadisha Uvma achidu Yisrael bishma Kadisha begin de zaku Le'oraita de kolman Zakei b'yoreita Zakei b'ei b'kutsha b'richu Rabbi Hizkiah opens the discussion saying, Hashem Elohim has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know to sustain him that weary. How fortunate are Israel that the Holy One, blessed be He, chose them from among all nations and called them holy, as it is written, Israel is holy to Hashem. He gave them a share to maintain the holy name. With what right can they hold on to the holy name? It is because they merited the Torah, as anyone who merits Torah merits his portion in the Holy One, blessed be He. What does it mean to merit the Torah? The Torah was a gift to every person, but only if you choose to study it do you merit it. And by studying Torah, and at the simple level, at the lowest level, studying Torah means to read it in whatever language you understand it. Studying Torah means reading Torah. Reading Torah means learning. And by so doing, you merit your portion in the Holy One. We are all part of God. We are all unique aspects of God. And that is what this verse is talking about. What does it mean to merit your connection to the Creator, your connection to God? It starts with you studying Torah. Verse 87. V'tanenan kame dimar mai kodesh shele muta. Kola diikre chachma ila'a umeihai atar nagid mashach ravut kadisha ishvilin yedayin le'atar diikre bina ila'a umtaman nafkin mavuin V'nachlin l'kol ever Ad matu l'chaizot V'haizot kad mat barka Ikre kodesh v'ikre chachma Ukran le ruach ha-kodesh Shelomar ruach mehahu Kodesh dilela v'kad nafkin Umitarin mine rose, oraitav kedein itkere, lashon hakodesh. We have learned before my master what is holiness. It is perfection of all called the highly sublime Chokhma, which is the secret of supernal Abba and Ima. From this place flows the holy anointing oil, through known paths to the place called Supernal Bina, the secret of Israel's Sabbath, and to Vuna. From there flowed streams and fountains in every direction, meaning both to Chokmah and to Chasadim, until they reached this Zot, namely Malchut. When blessed, this Zot is called Holiness, and is called Chokmah, and we call her the Spirit of the Holiness, meaning Spirit, namely the six ends. From this Holiness of higher above, meaning the six extremities of Chokmah, when the secrets of Torah exit and stir from her, she is then called the Holy Tongue. The verse is a bit esoteric. It's talking about holiness and what does it mean to be, to what does holiness mean, and how does that relate to the Sfirot. And it's saying that holiness is always Chokmah, but that holiness flows. It flows down to Malchut through known pathways, through known processes. Knowing these pathways, ultimately, Chokmah reaches Malchut, and that's holiness. The fulfillment of Malchut with wisdom. This is holiness. This is what Kabbalah essentially teaches us. Verse 88. Usha atadna gid hahu revut kadisha leinun tire kaimin. Ikrun lemudei Hashem, ikrun tzvaot, itkenash taman, bekad nafik me taman, behahu diraga, ikre yisod, behahu chachma, seira kedein itkire lishon limudin. Benakfik leitara leinun kadishe elyonim kedein ketiv Adonai Elohim natan li leshon limudim vilama ledaat laut et yaef evar vekutsha barichu yachiv hai levutzina kadisha rabbi shimon Yod v'salik le'ela, le'ela b'gimel kaf kol milo, v'itkalya, itbaru v'la itkashyan, ale ketiv ha'peh, el peh adaber bo, umare v'lo mechirot dot. When the anointing oil flows to these two pillars, referred to as students of Hashem, and are called Tzvaot, namely Netzach and Hod, it gathers there. When it exits from there through that level called Yesod, and it arrives at the smaller Chokmah, that is Malchut, known as a small Chokmah, because it contains only six corners of Chokmah, as explained earlier. It is called the tongue of the learned. From here it goes out to awaken the sublime holy beings. At that point it is written, Hashem Elohim has given me the tongue of the learned. Why? That I should know how to sustain him that weary. The Holy One, blessed be He, gave this to the holy luminary, Rabbi Shimon. Furthermore, He raised him higher and higher to upper worlds. For this reason, all the worlds are said manifestly and are not concealed. About him it is written, with him I speak mouth to mouth, manifestly and not in dark speeches. That's the end of section 12. Section 13 is titled The Moon in Its Fullness. 89. Petach Rabbi Yisra B'Yamar Vashem Natan Hachma Lishlomo Ka'asher Diber Lo Vayehi Shalom Ben Hiram Uvein Shlomo V'Gomer Vashem Natan Hachma Lishlomo Dahu Titanenan Yomed Yishlomo Malka Taima Sikara Biashlimudata Taasher Dibero Kima Di Itbar Le Hachma Behamada Natun Lach. Rabbi Yisra opened the discussion, saying, "And Hashem gave Solomon wisdom, as he promised him. And there was peace between Hiram and Solomon. And Hashem gave Solomon wisdom. This is what we learn, that during the days of King Solomon, the moon denoting Malchut remained in its fullness. Then Malchut is called Hachma, as mentioned. And he gave it to Solomon as he promised, meaning as it was said to him, wisdom and knowledge are granted to you." Please don't read this verse on its simple level. Wisdom is Chachma. Knowledge is Dat. Dat is a very strange Sefirah that's not a Sefirah. Dat is the restriction, the binding by striking between cause and effect. Wisdom and knowledge are granted to you, is a verse in 2 Chronicles. It's really the gift of becoming a Talmid HaChamim, of rising above prophecy and reaching a level that brings you higher. And this is the gift that was given during the Second Temple. When prophecy was taken away, it was replaced with the potential of becoming even higher than the prophets. But it takes a connection to your intuition. It takes a connection where you use logic and then you don't use logic. You just make connection to intuition. And then you come down and bring logic. And then you go back up to intuition. In the Sefer Yetzirah, it's called running and returning. Run and return. And it's understanding that this gift was given to all the people who wish to study Torah. And this is the ultimate goal, is to reach this level of wisdom along with knowledge, reach this level of consciousness. Verse 90. Vayehi Shalom ben Hiram uvein Shlomo vekima ben Chai lechai ela Aki tanenan Hashem v'Hashem Natan Chachma v'Shlomo v'Chai Chachma v'Kba Okim La Amar Rabbi Yosei Okim La b'Chai b'Kadmeta v'Shlomo Avad Dinachit lechiram mehahu darga dehava amar moshav Elohim yeshavti v'gomer detanya chiram melech tzor aver aved garme Eloha batar yishlomo ata avad le V'hach betei, v'nachit me ahu eta viode leili shlomo ukich vayehi shalom bein Hiram uvein shlomo. And there was peace between Hiram and Solomon. He asked, what is the connection between them? He answers, we have learned that Hashem gave Solomon wisdom. How did he establish this wisdom? Rabbi Yossi said, this is how he established this wisdom. Solomon caused Hiram to descend from that level where he said, I sit in the seat of Elohim. We have learned that Hiram, king of Tyre, announced himself a deity, meaning he was devoted to other Elohim who draw Chachma from above downward, as is mentioned. And he behaved like them. Afterward, Solomon came and with his wisdom caused Hiram to depart from this council of the other Elohim. Thus he thanks Solomon for this. For this reason, there was peace between Hiram and Solomon. That verse, this verse in the Zohar is truly amazing. It is describing the relationships of the entities in the spiritual world and how they contact human beings. And they make agreements with human beings, usually based on exchanging nefesh level energy, life force energy, blood energy, exchanging that for whatever the human wants from them, usually wisdom of some sort. Hiram had risen in these arts to a level where he was a god. He was an Elohim. He was on the same level as the 70 angels, the angels that are the leaders of the 70 nations. And Solomon went to him and explained, why are you being so foolish? Why are you dealing with the lower level? Make your connection to the Creator. Make your connection to the higher level consciousness. Stop limiting yourself. This is what Solomon's conversation with Hiram was about. And this is what people don't understand. They study. They study this path of spirituality, or they study that path of spirituality. And ultimately, they're always following a human being. Can a human being reach the highest levels? Yes, they can. But only when they follow the ultimate creator. As long as they follow a Elohim, they're not going to reach the highest levels. They're going to reach the levels that they can reach with this consciousness. It's an amazing verse when it's understood on its metaphorical level. Verse 91. V'tanena amar Rabbi Yitzhak, amar Rabbi Yehuda d'shadar, lechad shirat shida, v'nachit liyad shiva, madorin v'gehinom v'salke, v'shadar le'itpin, v'kol yoma v'yoma, v'idei adi achadar, v'yodei le'li shlomo, v'tanenan shlomo, yarit la v'sichara, v'kol sitro, v'kimol kaf v'kola, shalit b'chachmata, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, shalit b'chachmatai, al kol b'nei alma, Bol Inun Salkin Bedagu La Salkin Ella Ishlema Ime. We have learned that Rabbi Yitzhak said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Solomon sent to Hiram a demon that lowered him to the seven chambers of Gehinnom, and then raised him up. Then he sent him letters daily until he repented from his deeds, and thanked Solomon about this. We have learned that Solomon inherited the moon, meaning Malchut, in all its aspects, both the Chachma and the Chassadim, for he ruled over all this with his wisdom. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai ruled with his wisdom over mankind, and all those that rise to his level only rise to perfect Malchut with him. Another amazing verse talking about, metaphorically, what is the purpose of Solomon as the king. He took control of Malchut. What is the Zohar, the output from Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai? It's not Malchut. Ultimately, it's teaching us control over men. Men to control themselves. This is a whole different subject. It's not as high as Solomon. And it's explaining, this verse also explains how Hiram was shown Gehinnom, all seven levels. He was told, he was shown what was going to happen to him based on his arrangement with the other entities in the spiritual world. What a gift to be shown what will happen to us. It gives us that opportunity to change, that opportunity to do tshuva. Not everyone will. Not everyone will. But if you're given that gift to be able to see Gehinnom and what will happen to you, and to be certain about that, and whether you have these agreements with these entities in a knowledgeable way, where you've made them up front, you've agreed to this, and God forbid, this is what you will do. You'll see what your punishment is. But even if you don't do it in a conscious way of being aware of it, they still take place. They still have permission to fool you and to utilize you and to steal your life force energy. And the only thing that will shock you into changing is reading certain sections of the Zohar and being given a gift to be able to see how these other aspects of Gehinnom work. They're in the Zohar for those who want to read it. Most people run away from it. I have not finished those sections. Verse 92. Patach Rabbi Yosef v'amar Yonati v'hagvei pasela paseter amad rega v'gomer Yonati da'kaf yud ma Yonah la shavkat ben zuga v'almin kach kaf yud la shavka l'kutsha barichu l'almin kach hagvei hasela ilein tachatzi dila mashtache v'necha b'alma dein basater amad rega ilein tachatzi v'tsunuin Divhon Hasidim Dechale Kutsha Barichu Ishkinta La Ade Minaihu Le'almin Kiden Kutsha Barichu Matava Beginai hu lekaf yud v'yamar harini et mar ayik hashmiini et kolech ki kolech arev zilet kala mishtagma leila ela kala deinun v'mitaske b'oraita. Rabbi Yosef said, my dove, who is in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the cliff? My dove refers to the congregation of Israel, denoting Malchut. Just as a dove never forsakes her mate, so the congregation of Israel never forsakes the Holy One, blessed be He. In the clefts of the rock, these are the Torah scholars that find no peace in this world, and are hiding, so to speak, in the cracks of the rock from their enemies. In the secret places of the cliff, these are the modest scholars who conceal their level from people. Among them are the pious who fear the Holy One, blessed be He, from whom the Shekhinah never departs. Then the Holy One, blessed be He, demands from the congregation of Israel on behalf of the pious and says, let me see your countenance. Let me hear your voice, for sweet is your voice. For no voice is heard above except the voice of those who toil in the Torah. This verse is explaining the metaphors involved in the Song of Songs. It's chapter 2, verse 14. It's a very unusual verse. Very difficult to understand metaphorically and make those full understandings, full connections. How can a Torah scholar have an enemy? Who is the enemy of the Torah scholar? Someone who doesn't want to accept the yoke of Torah. Someone who doesn't want to accept what they are to do in this physical world. Verse 93. Vitana kol inun dimitraske yoraita balelia yuk nechon itchakak leila kame kudshabarichu. The kudshabarichu mishtasha uhu kole yoma umishtakal behu. V'tahul kala salik uvaka kol inun rakiin ad salik kame kucha bariku kedein ketiv ki kolech arev umarech naveh v'hashta kucha bariku akik hatak v'yukna v'rabi shimon d'ela V'kalad le'ela salka umit atra v'kitra kadisha ad kudsha barichu mit atar bei b'kulhu almin umishtabach bei ale ketiv Vayomer li avdi ata Yisrael asher b'cha et pa'ar. We have learned that all those that toil in Torah at night have their images carved above, before the Holy One, blessed be He. The Holy One, blessed be He, enjoys Himself with them all day and pays attention to them. That voice rises and penetrates all the firmaments, until it rises before the Holy One, blessed be He. Then the verse writes, for sweet is your voice, and your countenance is comely. Now the Holy One, blessed be He, has carved the image of Rabbi Shimon on high, whose voice rises higher and higher, and is crowned with the holy crown, until the Holy One, blessed be He. Finds him throughout the world and commends him. About him it is written, and said to me, You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified. That's the end of section 13. Reading section 14, titled, The Souls Until Their Descent into the World. Verse 94. Patach Rabbi Chiya v'amar ma shehaya kivar hu v'asher v'yot v'gomer ma shehaya b'kau kivar haynu gutaninan Allah barak u'chabarichu hay alma hava bare almin v'chariv Lon ad dekucha barichu salik irute limivre hai alma viamlich viorita kedain itkta kan hu betikuno viita tar beitro uvara hai alma vekoma ishtakach bechai alma Dahava kame v'yitaken kame. Rabbi Chiya said, that which is already has been, and that which is to be has already been. That which is already has been. We have learned that before the Holy One, blessed be He, created this world, He created worlds and destroyed them. This is the secret of the breaking of the vessels. Until it entered the will of the Holy One, blessed be He, to create this world. First, He took counsel with the Torah, the secret of the central column. Then He put on His adornments and was crowned with His crowns and created this world. All that is found in this world was there before Him at the time of creation and was prepared before Him. This verse should be read over and over until it's truly grokked. That Robert Heinlein term from The Man from Mars, or whatever the title of the book was. It's a powerful book. Grok means to understand to the level of empathy, to level understand to the total full understanding. Without an agenda, just to absorb what is the lessons from different people. This verse is really powerful and really fully explaining everything and every one and every piece of this world existed before the Holy One prior to the creation of this world. And everything in this world was there at the moment of creation. It's hard to understand. It's hard to grok. Read the verse over and over. Listen to this tape over and over. Verse 95. Vitana kol inun de bare alma, ishtakahu bekol dara, bedara ad la yetund. Le alma hai hava, hai me kame bediuk nechon, afilu kol inun, nishmatim divne. Nasa Adla Yechetun Realma Bkulhu Garifin Kame. Beretia Behahu Diukta Mamashti Inun Behai Alma Vekoma Yelif Olfin Behai Alma Kola Yadu Adla Yetun Lealba Betanena Hai Beinun Zakae Kashot. We have learned that all leaders of every generation were present before the Holy One, blessed be He, in their forms before they came to this world. Furthermore, before they came into the world, all human souls were carved before Him in the heavens, with the same forms, literally, as they are in this world. All that these souls learn in this world, they already knew before coming to this world. We have learned that all this holds true with the people of true piety. What does this verse mean? Everything was known, everyone was present at the moment of creation, and everyone is then confused through this world, but ultimately, everyone is doing what they need to be doing. Verse 96.
V'kol inun dila mishtachin zakayin b'chai alma afilu taman bitrachakin mikame kudsha bariku yalin mibenukva bitchoma draba v'dachakin sha'ata v'nachtin v'alma v'hahi nishmata Yilchon ha olifna, gom kima dinun, kashe kadal, bechay alma kad havo, adla yetun, leyalma vehahu, ulakha kadisha. Yachav lon de raman, le viazlin vishatin, Yasta avun behahu nukva, itchoma rabba v'natla. Hula kechon mitaman, v'dachakin sha'ata v'nachte, v'yama izake l'bevatar, v'tav v'tiyu yukta, kame mare, Hu natil hahu, hu laka dilei mamash hahi dikiv, ma shehaya kivar hu, v'yasher liyot v'gomer bevar kaya. All of these that are not found to be just in this world, even there above before coming to the world, distance themselves from the presence of the Holy One, blessed be He. They enter the chasm of the great abyss and hurry to descend to this world. And we learn that their souls are stiff-necked in this world, as they were before coming to this world. They throw away the saintly part that the Holy One, blessed be He, gave to them from the sight of holiness and go wander about and become impure in the chasm of the great abyss. They take their share flare, precipitate the hour and descend to earth. If a man later gains merit and repents before his master, he will receive back his own portion, namely the holy portion that he threw upward as mentioned. This is the meaning of the verse, that which is already has been, and that which is to be has already been. Past, present, and future are all in unity. metaphor of this verse is very powerful. Take your time to read it, to understand it. Verse 97. and that which is to be has already been. There is nothing new under the sun, but there is new over the sun. It's a very deep concept that we don't have time to discuss now. Verse 99, the last verse we'll be able to read tonight. Vitanak uhu zaka e kashot adla yetun le alma kuhu itakanu le ela vihun Ishmachan the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai min yoma devaraku chabarichu alma Ava Azdeman Kame Kuchabarichu Ishtakach Yame Kuchabarichu Karele Bishme Zaka Alhuaka Leela Vitata Ale Kiti Vyasre Mach Avicha Vimecha Avicha da Kuchabarichu Vimecha da Kafyud. We have learned that before coming to the world, all the true pious people were prepared above and were given names. From the day that the Holy One, blessed be He, created the world, even Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was reputed and prepared and came before the Holy One, blessed be He. The Holy One, blessed be He, called him by his name. How fortunate is this lot above and below. About him is addressed the verse, Let your father and your mother be glad. Your father is the Holy One, blessed be He, and your mother is the congregation of Israel. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom, a beautiful Sabbath, a beautiful day of rest, a beautiful contemplation of the meaning of the Torah. Kol Tov, Shabbat Shalom.